views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. I'm looking out the window and noticing that we finally have some sunshine for the third day on the third day of a three-day weekend. So we'll hope that that will continue and people can have a chance to get out and enjoy that sunshine a little bit after the show is over. Today I'm going to be talking with Cynthia Sue Larson, author of Quantum Jumps, An Extraordinary Science of Happiness and Prosperity, about how we can each jump right into the life we want to create now. And Cynthia will also be giving away a free copy of one of her books later in the show, so be sure and stay tuned for that. But first, as we start each show, we're going to begin with a healing meditation. And recently, I've been doing, you know, just a general meditation, and you can focus on anything you want. But I thought since today is Memorial Day, that we would use this time to focus on those who have been affected by war, whether they're people who have served in the military during war, those who've been harmed by war because they've been civilians, and also those who have created war and helped to heal their pain. So any of those that resonate for you, just put your focus there, open your heart, and send love and healing. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release. And let's take one more deep breath in just to anchor that in. And thank you for sending that love and healing. Well, as I was thinking this morning about what I wanted to share for this week's light bulb moment, I was really struggling to find something that I felt like was fresh, that I hadn't talked about before, and that I thought would be helpful for you. And it occurred to me that I was trying too hard. Again, this is a theme for me. So what a great topic. Even though I know I've talked about it before, I'm going to talk about it again because it was up for me today. So during this week's light bulb moment later in the show, I'll share a little bit about why we try too hard, how to tune into when you're trying too hard, and then also how to get out of it. So be sure and stay tuned for that later in the show. But for now, let me introduce today's guest. Today's guest, Cynthia Sue Larson, is a best-selling author, life coach, and inspirational speaker who helps talented people struggling with unsatisfying lives learn how to find love, meaning, and prosperity. Known as the Quantum Optimist, Cynthia's books guide people to discover their many possible selves and jump into their favorite lives. Cynthia has a degree in physics, an MBA degree, and a Doctor of Divinity, and she's been featured in numerous TV and radio shows, including the Discovery Channel, the History Channel, Coast to Coast AM, and BBC. Let's welcome Cynthia Sue Larson to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. Such a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm very happy that you're here on a holiday day because I appreciate you taking time out from your off time to spend time with us. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I just love talking about this topic. So for me, it feels like fun. Feels like I'm on vacation when I'm doing what
I
love.
You know, isn't that the way that all of us should strive to have our lives be, that our work is our fun, it's our play, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it feels like you're doing the right thing when your purpose lines up with just what you're all about and your gifts. And I just feel very blessed that I'm able to write about and talk about and help people understand this entire area in the field of consciousness and how it ties in with science in all sorts of different ways.
Well, and I love that you tie it in with science, because we know or hear a lot about law of attraction and that our thoughts create our reality. And even for me, having been trained as a psychotherapist, cognitive therapy is all about changing our thoughts, changes our experience. And now having the science that relates to that and actually says, yeah, that's true, even though we knew anecdotally it was true, it's great to have the evidence from all these experiments that people are doing. So I'm really excited to hear about the science part of it today, too.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, I think it's just amazing to hear that all these different fields of science are converging in similar fashion lately. That's what led me to really get excited about writing the book Quantum Jumps that I just brought out into print recently. It's my newest book, and what's so thrilling for me is just that there's like these tremendous breakthroughs both in physics and also the behavioral and biological sciences, and then additionally in the cosmological sciences such as astronomy. And so it's just
right.
Everything from biology to psychology, and then different branches of psychology, which you would appreciate, you know, positive psychology, and then cognitive psychology with embodied cognition. So there's just so much going on. It's extraordinary.
Well, your name is called Jumps. So why don't we start by talking about what a quantum jump is?
Okay. Well, the way that I am using that phrase is a little variation on what's been originally intended to be what quantum jumps means in the world of physics. I have a degree in physics from UC Berkeley, so I like to respect the physics, and I do start in my book describing what is quantum. And quantum is just something that's down to its very basic level of you can't divide it anymore. So it's indivisibility. It's reaching that one thing that you can't break it into something smaller. That's the idea of quantum particles. And then when a quantum jump occurs, we often use that phrase like, wow, it's a quantum jump. And I do mean it on the macroscopic scale to be very similar to what is meant on the very small scale. And what's meant on the small scale, which is where that phrase originated, is that there's a change in energy with a quantum particle, which could be something like an electron or a photon. Those are both indivisible. You can't break a photon into something smaller. You can't break an electron. And so those are quantum particles. And when an electron, for example, gets a little burst of energy, it can jump to a higher level within that atom that it's in. So electrons are part of atoms. And so when the electron makes a little jump, people observing have actually witnessed that they'll see something blipping in and blipping out. So you'll see this little flash of light. And what I mean with quantum jump is, I mean, okay, yes, that happens on the microscopic scale. What I'm stating is that we're witnessing these things in our everyday lives in the macroscopic scale. In other words, we are literally experiencing situations where some of the same things that happen on the quantum level, such as entanglement and coherence, superposition of states, all these different things that we consider dynamics in the quantum field, they also happen in the macroscopic area as well.
So can you give us an example of, on the macroscopic level, what that might look like? Because, you know, you're very familiar with a lot of these terms, and most of us are not. And so just an example would be great of, here's what a quantum jump looks like on a macroscopic level.
Okay. Well, actually, something like that would be very simple. It's you can think of it like, when I talk about a superposition of states, this is perhaps the easiest one to get your mind around. People have heard of that Schrodinger's cat that's both alive and dead, and it sounds crazy. Like, what is that? That was an example of bringing the quantum realm into the macroscopic, because a cat is something that's not quantum. You know, it's really something like an ordinary everyday person or something that you can see, whereas the quantum realm is usually so small you can't see it. So just like that cat can be either alive or dead in the experiment, you can also think of yourself as sometimes you'll just have that feeling like you're starting to catch a cold, but you know you can't get sick that day. And you'll tell yourself, there's no way I can be sick today. I have to be well. And you can will yourself into feeling like I'm getting better. I'm just going to do all the stuff I know that makes me better, and I'm not going to get sick. I'm going to get a little extra sleep. I'm going to have my hot tea with lemon and honey or whatever it is you do. And, you know, I'll take some extra vitamins, some vitamin C, et cetera. And then you actually notice, like, wow, I feel better. And there's no real reason for it, because you know that if you hadn't made that decision, like, okay, I've got to be well today, you would have been sick.
Right.
That is a very typical everyday experience. I think most of us have had that one. So that's a superposition of states. That's where you can realize there's some version of you that is catching that cold today, but you're considering that totally unacceptable for whatever reason. Like, no, I can't do that today. Some other day, but not now.
Right. So basically, you're choosing a different experience or choosing a different reality, if we want to call it that.
Exactly.
So, on that note, we need to take a break, but I think it's a great time to take a break, because when we come back, we want to talk more about what that means, about choosing a different reality. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll learn more about quantum jumping with Cynthia Sue Larson. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The read of a lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from six delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Cynthia Sue Larson, author of Quantum Jumps, An Extraordinary Science of Happiness and Prosperity. And before we talk more about these, about the quantum jumps, because that's what we're talking about, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to find Cynthia and her books. So, Cynthia, can you share information on how people can find your books and find out more about you?
Oh, yes, Laura. The best way to reach me is through my website, which is realityshifters.com. And if you want to stay up to date with what's happening right there on the website, it's got little quick links that go to Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. So depending on what people prefer, they can find me all these different places. And then I publish a newsletter through realityshifters.com. And if you subscribe to it, then you'll get just one email a month with the latest news, book reviews, articles, videos, and all kinds of good stuff every month.
Great. Lots of choices.
Yeah, this is that world, the time and the age of social media. So.
Yeah, exactly. So before the break, we were talking about how, you know, you gave the example when you felt like you were coming down with a cold and that it really shifts you into a different reality, a parallel reality or parallel universe. And I love that the name of your website is Reality Shifters. So let's talk a little bit more about what that means, about this multiverse model that quantum physics is, you know, coming to tell us is this is how life is.
That's really the key to it. And before the break, we were talking about that superposition of states, realizing there's some version of you that's not sick, some version of you that doesn't have cancer. Hopefully it's the one you are right now. Or, you know, there are lots of versions of each of us. And when you recognize that there's a version of you that really can be really smart, really creative, really in love with your family, with your spouse, your mate. You can really make that connection. That's what this book is all about. And so I've got it's really too much to even go into everything in just an hour's time.
Oh, absolutely true. There's a lot in this book. Yeah,
there's a lot. But it's, at the same time, this book is meant to be easy to read and just packed with really simple, powerful, practical examples. So depending on what people want to do, like some people might just want to feel smarter, for example. And listeners right now, if they're feeling like, wow, my head's exploding, I can't follow this, you can do something to make yourself smarter in just a moment. Just put your fingers pointing to your head. You can actually, you know, set your hand so the fingers are pointing at your head. And this has been proven scientifically to help people improve their cognitive abilities on solving puzzles. And it's just a remarkable thing that actually works.
Very interesting.
And so the book is actually full of, like, dozens of these very simple, most of them just take, like, a few seconds at the shortest to maybe a few minutes. And you can actually observe an improvement. So this is the kind of book you can play with and try all these laboratory-tested, proven techniques to, you know, quickly improve your abilities.
And you've got lots of exercises, which I like, too, because that gives us a chance to practice as well.
Right. And so that you can understand, this may sound far out that I'm suggesting that we live in this multiverse, but the reason I'm suggesting it is based on my experience where I've literally seen things appear, disappear, transform, and transport. That's the reason I've got that website called Reality Shifters. And this is not me doing drugs or anything like that. I know I live in Berkeley. I know it's California. I have never smoked marijuana. You know, not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying it's not my thing. So I'm not hallucinating, but I am noticing that the same kinds of things one would expect to see in the quantum realm, I'm actually seeing them in my everyday life. And so my website's all about sharing experiences from people who, instead of feeling like they've lost their mind, you know, they can find me on the internet, and then they feel so relieved to be able to explain, well, my keys weren't where I thought I put them, you know, and so on and so forth. So the evidence that we're living in this multiverse has been abundantly clear to me for the last 15 years. And so that's why I've been so excited to see some further evidence from things like the Higgs boson and the cosmic background radiation and some neutrino studies showing that we really probably do live in a multiverse. And to me, that just explains so much. And so this is not the kind of multiverse where the parallel realities never touch. You know,
right.
When you think parallel, you think these are lines that never touch. That's what we learn in geometry. But
right.
A holographic multiverse takes the combined concept of everything is connected in a hologram, where everything, even the smallest, tiniest piece of a multiverse is reflective of the entire rest of that multiverse. And so it's that interconnectivity going on with the holographic
right.
component. And then the parallel aspect of it is what enables us to simultaneously, on some level, be aware that we can do just about anything. You know, we choose to be creatures of habit very often, but we can
right.
break free of some of the destructive habits. And that's what this book is really about, just recognizing if that sounds appealing to you, and if these, you know, the stories in the book describing a woman who can jump to safety, literally jumping to save herself and her baby as a hurricane is bearing down on them. You know, this is something that actually happened in Arkansas last spring. You know, and I use that example where a woman risked her life and her baby's life to jump 10 feet straight down. But the reason she was able to do that, and it really is a jump, it's also what I would call a quantum jump, is she's, and if people have faith and they believe in God, then of course they're believing, okay, God and the angels were with her. But I believe science can also accompany that explanation. You can say that because of the fact she could visualize that she could do it, and she acted as if she could do it, just within seconds, make a very scary leap down off a huge boulder to safety with this hurricane coming, and she didn't break her ankles, she didn't drop the baby, nothing like that happened, then just like you can visualize something and then it can work that well, that's pretty much the way we can have any quality at all. And American psychologist William James was one of the first to point that out, that if you want a quality, act as if you already have it.
Well, and let's talk for a minute about a way that we all know scientifically that that shows up, which is the placebo effect, right? That
exactly.
people do get better even if they're being given something that is not, I mean, it's a sugar pill or, you know, has no no effect.
Right.
They do still get better. And,
they do.
You know, for years I have said, and because it is all about what you believe. And for years I've said, I don't care if whatever's happening for me personally is the placebo effect because I feel better. So I don't really care why, right?
Right.
It works. So say a little bit, I know that research has shown that that this whole thing is shifting to where it's even more powerful than it used to be.
Absolutely. And this is what I find extremely noteworthy, especially in light of what we're talking about. So if people are listening and they're thinking, okay, so I live in a multiverse, there are many possible me's, many possible you's, and you know, the same strange, spooky action at a distance stuff can happen for me in my real life. What does that look like? Well, and how would you expect it to look like? Well, you'd expect it to be a situation where you can just be told that you can expect that you might be part of the treatment group where you're getting an actual procedure, which could be medicine or it might be a surgery, what have you, but some kind of a treatment. And then you're not sure if you're in the control group or not, because that's the way double-blind studies are conducted. It's blind
right.
to the recipient of the treatment and also blind to the medical practitioners. And then they've got triple-blind studies and so forth where nobody at all knows what's going on. It's just tracked with some numbers somewhere. They can figure
right.
it out later. Okay, so in that kind of a situation, what's amazing, and this is really extraordinary, that placebo effect, and the placebo, if people don't know what that means, it means please me, and it was just originated so that medical trials could be conducted scientifically, and we could determine correctly what the efficacy was of a medical treatment, such as a pharmaceutical drug that perhaps might take away pain and so forth. And so the control group recipients would get sugar pills, for example, and it's not expected that sugar would create much of a response. That's the whole reason they're doing the medical trial. What happened is the placebo group was starting to show signs of somehow getting better, and that it was a slow and steady growing curve. Like over time, placebo recipients were getting more and more bang for their bucks, you know, getting quite a bit of treatment somehow, which is sort of a mystery. And it had hit the point where it was about 30% efficacy, which is pretty remarkable. I know it's less than half, but that's like one in three. And then just in the last, you know, few decades, that 30% has gotten way above 70% in some cases. And that would be cases where the recipients in the drug trial are being told what you're getting is something that has helped people. A lot of people are helped by this. It's a true statement. So you're giving, you know, people who, and actually what's even more astonishing is you can tell people flat out, you're in the placebo group. But the good news is a lot of people receiving the placebo treatment really do get better. And it could be, like I said, surgery, which
right.
is remarkable for Parkinson's disease or arthroscopic knee surgery, or it could be some kind of a medical treatment. And remarkably, people are getting much better. And so what I'm suggesting in this book, Quantum Jumps, is that we would expect that to be the case. This is not such a bizarre thing because just like sports and athletes and Olympic medalists, they picture themselves doing their best. They visualize it, as the sports psychologists they work with encourage them to do. And it's pretty much the same thing with doctors. They're just encouraging people to remember wellness. And when you remember wellness, you can actually get there. And what's happening is you're quantum jumping. You're basically connecting to another possible you that doesn't have that headache, that is feeling pain-free, that has full mobility, and so on and so forth. And the placebo effect has even been found to work for dogs, animals, and that's rather remarkable. So there's really a lot
kidding.
Going on here. I know.
No kidding. Well, on that note, we do need to take another quick break. But when we come back, we'll talk more about this act as if and how that will quantum jump us to a different multiverse, different parallel path, and the process that Cynthia puts forward on how you can create that consciously. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Are you ready for all the abundance you can imagine? Lynn Brown's Abundance Through Energy workshop on August 8th will bridge the perceived gap between the material world of money and the world of energy. You will experience live readings about abundance, get to play with and see energy for yourself, and enjoy sample healing from local wellness professionals. You will literally walk away with tools you can use in both the energetic and material world when it comes to money. Register now at ruintuit.com or call 844-BINTOIT.
always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today I'm talking with Cynthia Sue Larson, author of Quantum Jumps, An Extraordinary Science of Happiness and Prosperity. And before we talk more about Quantum Jumps, I want to give away a free copy. Well, Cynthia wants to give away a free copy of one of her other books that actually applies this information specifically to money and prosperity. And I'm going to have Cynthia tell a little bit about that book, but first let me just give you the number if you want it. First caller at 800-930-2819. If you want a copy of this book, which Cynthia tells the title in just a minute, 800-930-2819. So, Cynthia, just say a little bit about the book so that listeners know what they're getting.
Okay. Yeah, this is a book people have asked me about for some time to write it, and it's called Reality Shifter's Guide to High Energy Money. It's all about how good your relationship with money can get. So it helps people get to that place where there's that ease of flowing with money, and whatever issues that you might have had in your relationship with money can be better understood and appreciated, and then you can find a way to better connect, recognizing that you can envision prosperity, feel good about money, and work effectively with money. It's full of lots of exercises and examples. It's a beautifully short little book that fits nicely in your purse or backpack, and it's just extraordinary at putting into action the same ideas and principles we're talking about with Quantum Jumps, specifically targeted for prosperity and money and just what you can do to improve that relationship that you have with money.
Well, thank you for giving that away. So, again, if you're interested in winning that book, the first caller at 800-930-2819, and Taylor will take your information and we'll get the book out to you. So as we were going into the break, we talked a little bit about the act as if and how that can create these quantum jumps. And you, Cynthia, have actually put together a three-step process for us to quantum jump to what we want to be creating in our lives, what we want our life to be like. So can you step us through what that process is?
Absolutely. So the first step, first of all, this is like a meditation, so you want to make sure that you've got, that you're not driving heavy equipment like a car, and
right.
So you've got some time and space to just kind of meditate and relax. And so once you're in the perfect environment for that for you, then you attain a very peaceful meditative state of mind, get relaxed and detached. And so this meditation I'm speaking of, if you've got a meditation CD or whatever it is you do, like I love the meditation you did, Laura, at the beginning of this show. So that totally counts. And if people are wondering, like, I don't do meditation. Oh, yes, you do. You were listening
right
at the beginning of this show. That
it's
was a meditation.
Quiet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. So it's just calming down that monkey mind and getting to that place between thoughts where I think of it in terms of, like, shifting gears on a car. So if people are familiar with putting their foot on the clutch pedal so you can disengage from one gear, that's exactly what you're doing with step one. You're disengaging. You are stepping back from all the cares and the worries, and all that stuff can wait for you. You're stepping back, stepping away from it, just breathing nice, deep breaths and clearing your mind. That's really the first step. So, and the reason it's so important, I think you can understand, if you're going to reengage with a new reality, you have to disengage first. So that's the whole point. Step two is feeling energized about this positive outcome. Just before the break, I was talking about sports coaches for Olympic athletes,
right,
and the fact that they would have, for example, the Olympic athlete visualizing not so much getting the gold medal and standing on the podium. That's not effective. What they have the athlete visualize is doing the perfect performance of their lives, that they can feel and see themselves succeeding at that level of efficacy and proficiency. So that's what you need to be doing too. So you need to have a goal in mind or some positive outcome that you can picture and just feel really positively energized about it. That's step two. So you're picturing that. It's just like you can see yourself like, there it is. That's in reach. That's another possible me. There it is, that reality. And step three, the last and third step, is when you come out of this meditation, you're going to take some positive action in keeping with your new reality. So if you're that athlete, then you would probably be practicing every day, you know, just start that new routine of eating a good, healthy diet. So obviously, if you're an athlete, you're not going to be eating the junk food, and you'll be doing that training that you know you need to do, like because you're a top athlete. You're a gold medal winning athlete. Same thing if you're going to achieve in business. You're starting your own company, then you picture what you need to do for that, and that's how you run your life now. That is who you are. You're stepping into that world. You're acting as if, and you dress the part, you act the part, you speak that way. You do everything in keeping with that.
And the piece that I want to kind of highlight, too, is that second step of feeling energized, a lot of that is also around feeling the feelings that you will have when that is reality, correct?
Yes. And there's some amazing research that's been done here, too. For example, when people want to be, athletes are a great example of this. When they want to be catching, if they're a quarterback, then they can imagine that they've got sticky fingers, like that football is magnetically attracted to their hand and it just sticks. And so, and they get the feeling for it on every level. You know, this is kind of weird stuff. It's like sticky fingers? Oh, sure. You know, if that helps you, then that's what you get.
It reminds me of there was a study done, and I won't get all the specifics correct, but it was basketball players and actually shooting free throws. And they had, I think, three groups. They had one group that all they did was practice. They had another group that all they did was visualize themselves making the hoops. And then they had a third group that did what you're saying, which is both visualizing it as well as practicing. And, of course, obviously the third group did better. But what was surprising is even the second group, where all they did was visualize it, did better than their baseline was.
That's right. Yeah.
So they did better, but not as well as they could have done if they added the action part to it.
Right. Yeah, I remember that study. It's extraordinary. And some of the research that I'm mentioning in Quantum Jumps is very similar to that. It's talking about, you know, I mentioned that football player, but it's also, it applies to just about anything in life that you can, if you can get that feeling, like you say, and combine that the meditation of picturing it like this is really happening. This is really, you know, occurring right now. You're shifting gears and you've got whatever quality you need, and you're acting as if you have it, this can totally work for you. I've done this quite a bit in my life. It made me a superstar when I worked at Citibank as a project manager because this is before I wrote the book Quantum Jumps, but I would just act as if I had qualities. If I was involved in a merger or acquisition, I didn't have legal training, but I would act as if I did, and I could write documents that looked like I had legal training and I was some kind of a lawyer, to the point that my managers would be astonished, like, what is this? How did you write this? And I would just act
not,
as if
I'm
I had that.
I'm not shocked, but I play one on TV, right?
Yeah.
But no, I understand exactly what you're saying, and it's the confidence piece of it. It's having the belief and confidence that you can do it.
And I know that sounds kind of funny to a lot of people that are listening right now. They might have just tuned in. And we are talking as acting as if that you have a quality. But this has been proven scientifically over and over. And before that last break, we were talking about the placebo. I'd love to mention one more amazing example, if I might, about a study that was conducted where there was a kind of experiment happening with people's vision, and it had to do, and this is really remarkable, with a way that you can improve people's eyesight by 30 to 40% just by what they're wearing and what they're doing. And I know you may think, like, what? How's that possible?
Yeah, really?
Well, what happened in this experiment, it's really fun. They had the experimental group would step into a cockpit and work with, actually they're wearing a pilot's uniform while they do this, and they're operating a flight simulator, and a working actual flight simulator. And so when they jumped into the cockpit, they're wearing that pilot's uniform. Boy, does that feel official. You know, most of these people probably were not pilots to begin with, but they'd come out of the experiment, and then they'd take a visual test. And the people that wore the actual pilot's uniform, sat in a real cockpit, did the flight simulator, their score, their visual tests, like you might get when you go for your driver's license or something like that, or at the doctor's office, was some 30 to 40% higher than the group of people in the study that would just wear some kind of a jacket, sit in something that was kind of like a cockpit, and work with what looked like a broken flight simulator. So it wasn't really doing everything. It's more like a kid pretending to be, you know,
right.
a pilot.
right. Interesting.
And so it's just showing, again, like people really get physical levels of improvement, just at huge levels of proficiency better, simply by acting as if they have those qualities to begin with.
And this is a great note for us to wrap up on, because unfortunately our time's up. The time just flew by. So much great stuff to talk about that we couldn't get to even half of it. But once again, before you go, Cynthia, could you tell people how to find you and how to find your books?
Yes. You can find me at realityshifters.com. And my books are available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And autographed copies are through my website, realityshifters.com.
Great. Thank you so much for being on the show, Cynthia. Such an interesting conversation. And I know you have tons of examples, and I wish we could have heard more of them.
Oh, well, I'm just pleased to be on the show, and I really appreciate getting to talk with you about it.
Great. Well, thanks so much, and enjoy the rest of the long weekend. And for the rest of you, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll share this week's light bulb moment, which is about not trying too hard. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Come to my party. You bring your best friend.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. Today I've been talking with Cynthia Sue Larson, author of Quantum Jumps, An Extraordinary Science of Happiness and Prosperity. And you can find out about more about Cynthia and her books at realityshifters.com. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in life, you can find me on Facebook at the Laura Longley Show and on Twitter at Laura Longley SHO and always at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about how I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do for a light bulb moment for today's show, and it occurred to me that I was working too hard at trying to figure that out. So what I'm going to talk about for the light bulb moment is how to notice when you're trying too hard, how to stop doing it, and why we try too hard, because it really doesn't work, and we all know that in our heads. So, you know, I know I've talked about this before, and yesterday, I didn't connect seeing this quote yesterday with this decision to do the light bulb moment until I actually started working on it today, but I saw a great quote on Facebook from Marianne Williamson, and I also posted it to my Facebook page, so if you want to see it, you can go there. And the quote is, "Ego says, once everything falls into place, then I'll feel peace. Spirit says, find your peace, then everything will fall into place." I mean, really, isn't that the truth? I know that in my own life that when I have allowed myself to quit worrying, quit stressing out about something, and just relax, everything always works out exactly the way that it's meant to. And, you know, if you don't feel like that's the truth or you haven't noticed that's the truth, maybe it's because you haven't yet been able to still ego's voice long enough to really feel that peace and just allow everything to fall into place. So that's my first piece of, I guess, advice for you is noticing that, you know, that you're listening to ego saying, I need to work at this before I can feel okay. Another thing that happened for me, you know, this has showed up for me so many different ways in my life, but one that I was remembering, and I don't know why, because it's been 6 years ago that this happened, but for some reason, I was remembering this the other day. And when I was doing my master's degree in counseling, we had to write a paper. And it wasn't as formal as a thesis, but it was kind of like that. And I was having so much trouble. It's like I started it so many times, and I just couldn't get going. And I can be a pretty in the flow writer, but I just couldn't get it going. I stopped and I went and I watched an episode of American Idol. And it just so happened that someone was singing Let It Be on the show that night. Well, if you think of the words in the song Let It Be, it's all about letting go and just trusting that what's supposed to show up will show up. There will be an answer. Let it be. And that's a good thing for all of us to remember, not just me. So why do we try too hard? What's up with that? Am I the only one who doesn't know? Not by any stretch of the imagination. First of all, it's human nature. And this is something that I learned when I was training to be a psychotherapist, that it's human nature when we're trying to do something and it's not working. What we do is we try even harder without changing anything. We keep doing the same thing harder. Well, you know, you've heard the definition of insanity, which is doing the same thing, expecting different results. So it's insanity for us to keep doing the same thing, only harder. And yet that's kind of how, as humans, what we go to initially.
And that's also related to that saying, and this might be Albert Einstein who said this, but if not, I apologize. But it's the idea that the thinking that created the problem can't solve the problem. So when we get in there so focused on how do I make this work, we get tunnel vision. We don't see that there are other ways of looking at it, a different perspective. And another reason that we try too hard is in our culture, we value making things happen. We value taking action. We don't value sitting back and just allowing. And this is kind of the masculine versus feminine view of things. And inside each of us, we have a masculine and feminine component. And I know for me personally that my masculine has been on overdrive the majority of my life. I've been a doer, a pusher, a striver, all those things. Those are all masculine traits, and that's what our culture values. So that's another reason that we tend to try too hard because, I mean, haven't you been told if at first you fail, try again? Well, maybe if at first you fail, you take a step back and just relax and go, I wonder why that didn't work, and see what happens instead of try again. And the other reason that we might try too hard is that we don't have faith. We think that the only way that something will happen is that we have to make it happen. So part of this is about having faith that the universe is on our side, that if we ask for help, that it will show up. If we say, boy, I sure don't know how to do this and trying harder isn't working, help me, that something will show up. So we need to have faith that, yeah, it's all going to turn out the way it's supposed to, and we don't have to stress and worry about it. So let's kind of boil this down to steps that you can take if trying too hard is one of your issues, which I would guess a lot of you it might be. First of all, notice when you're feeling stressed. This can be a really great sign that you're trying too hard. What is it that you want that doesn't seem to be working out? Focus on that one thing. Like for me this morning, it was like, what in the world am I going to talk about for the light bulb moment? And just stop. Stop worrying. Stop pushing, stop trying, and just allow, just stop doing anything. And know that you can have peace whether this particular thing works out or not. You can be peaceful no matter what happens in the external world. And remember that the universe is a beneficent place. Everything that happens, happens for you, not to you. And finally, ask, what else is possible? This isn't working. Trying too hard doesn't help. What else is possible? And then listen for the answer. There will be an answer. Let it be. I want to thank my guest today, Cynthia Sue Larson, for sharing all this great information on quantum jumping. And quantum can be such a thing that is mind-boggling, but she does a great job of distilling it down. I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com. Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit artiehoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable, with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home, is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us. Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy. Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.